Forever Stroke.
The
Forever Stroke
Podcast.
All right, so welcome to Forever Strong Podcast. With me, Jacob Holt. I have Joshua James next to me. And
This is the Apex.
The Apex. Running over. How are we doing, team?
Great. So good. This is our first podcast sitting on sofas.
Yeah, I know.
It's so much more comfortable.
I feel important.
My bum, my glutes feel very relaxed.
Oh, lovely.
Not too relaxed.
Either. I love it when a man tells me that.
Did anyone, talking about men, did anyone see the CrossFit Games on the weekend?
I saw bits and pieces.
Yeah?
Bits and pieces.
You see, Australia done very well.
Mate, 3 out of 6 podiums.
I know.
In singles, yeah.
Yeah.
Individual, I mean.
Claire Tia Toomey, I'm a massive fan of.
Very impressive. Very impressive young girl.
She's just ridiculous, eh?
She's just an athlete. Mm.
Like, just smoked it.
Yeah, well, was it last year? She went from competing, coming second in the CrossFit Games, to then 10 days later going to the Olympics and competing weightlifting.
Did you watch how much she beat herself up last year too? Like, she was crying and apologizing to her boyfriend. I was like, come on, you came second in the world.
Yeah.
Be happy.
How crazy talented she is. She's comes across as not 100% confident about within herself. And I think she's changed that this year.
Oh, 100%. But it also, like, every year it gets harder and harder to win. And then she's come back from a second and then and then also gone ahead and won.
With the Olympics in between.
With the Olympics. Well, yeah, like a year ago.
Oh, still.
Still.
I think it comes down, but she is actually just a pure athlete. Whereas a lot of them aren't. They've just worked really, really hard to get where they have done. And they have some athletic background, but she is an actual, just natural athlete.
Well, who do you think is it like that?
It comes to mind like someone like Sarah Sigmund's daughter. She's a beast, but she openly comes out and says that she tried a lot of different sports.
So if she wasn't doing CrossFit, she would have done something else and not been a top level.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Whereas Claire Tia Toomey, you know, she's obviously, she's just got
this world class.
Like, yeah, this world class totally. Everything she does, you know, so. And the fact that she can lift so much weight for how light she is, which gives her that advantage.
Well, how much does she weigh, you know?
She was 59 kgs at the Olympics, wasn't she?
59?
Yeah.
I think so.
Whereas someone like Sarah Sigmund's daughter, she's a
I could be wrong.
Heavier.
Well, how much would Cara Webb weigh? Because she's a beast.
How much would her legs weigh?
They're bigger than mine.
They are some legs of ham right
there. They are some large legs.
It's quite, like, before I did CrossFit, I used to watch it on YouTube or whatever, and I used to think, like, oh, yeah, one day I might have a crack at, like, competing at CrossFit, not necessarily the games, but like, and this is before, and I was like, okay, it'd probably take me about a year to get pretty decent, like, and then I started CrossFit, and a year later, I was still shit, and I was like,
just a little less
okay,
shit,
I'm gonna have to restart life again if I want to.
But the actual games is going away a lot, going away from a lot of just classic CrossFit anyway.
Oh, it's they're two worlds apart.
Yeah,
the games and what is everyday CrossFit? It's
because
the skill level and the athleticism is just, there's not enough hours in the day for an average person who's working full time or even part time to dedicate to so many different disciplines of training to excel themselves in running and swimming and weightlifting and strength based.
Did you like the strongman event?
I didn't actually see that. See that. I do want to watch it. It just, the way it was set up and what I had on at the time, I saw a few of the later events, both for the male and female individual categories. But I did hear and I read the rundown of what the strongman one was. And yeah, it sounds very, very up my alley.
Yeah,
except for the handstand walks. Yeah, except for the handstand walks.
It was strongman exercises, but I mean, the load and the weight and intensity, I wouldn't say was like coherent with a strongman, actual strongman workout.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, they definitely put their CrossFit spin on it.
Yeah, for sure.
And they've done that on purpose, obviously putting that gym, that high level gymnastics movement with like a yoke carry or something like that.
Yeah, that was pretty nuts. I did like the, I think it was one of the last ones, if not the last ones, the heavy sort of dead ball, hay bale throw over with the burpee.
That was different.
Ridiculous concoction
Ricky
things.
Ricky Gerard done well on that.
That was, that was very impressive. Unusual, but I just like the way they spread it out. I think it was really well done. You know, like at some stage, I was listening to the commentators. There would be like 100+ barbells on the floor, because as people progress through like the 10 rounds or whatever it is they might have been doing, The weight might have stayed the same, but so the crowd could see where they were progressing. So there was like there was a tangible difference between say first, second, and third, and stuff like that, rather than just being on the same barbell, which they could have by all rights because it was the same weight. But then you kind of get lost as to who's in front. Well, that was really well done by the way they organized it.
Yeah, he's very aware of trying to make it a spectator sport because it naturally isn't. It's quite boring, just watching people exercise.
I think for those people like us that appreciate that, it's the niche market that they're, which I suppose is growing and less niche, it's very appealing.
Yeah.
Very appealing.
One of the things I saw was a use of a clean ladder, and Cody Anderson, one of the competitors, he'd done okay. I mean, he's a good athlete, but he didn't finish in the top 10. But he squat cleaned his double body weight. So for two reps, his double body weight.
The 3 feet. He's the guy that won it, right? Was he the one that won it?
No. But that event or the whole thing?
The event. Oh.
No, I don't think so. It was just because he's a lighter guy. I think that's what they were saying. Because of, like, it's just, that's crazy, don't it?
Mm.
That's like me doing 170 kilos twice.
Well, who won that event? I think it was Anderson. Isn't that what he said?
No, that's his brother, Alex, would have won it because he's strong.
Oh, okay. He's extremely strong. I just remember the surname, and I remember him.
Yeah, Alex Anderson's a lot bigger man.
Yeah, because he did that with no belt those last two reps. I watched that part. He nailed that, and then I watched the final heat with the likes of Fraser and whatnot, and then Fraser ended up beating him anyway.
What's interesting about that is that Fraser's like, what he specializes in is lifting, Olympic lifting. He doesn't do it much anymore, and what he was snatching and stuff like that, all he wants to do is finish in the top five. He's not worried about winning those events because he's then pushed up everything else, which means now he's unstoppable. Where someone like Alex Anderson, he's unstoppable when it comes to like cleans or clean jerks and stuff, but when it comes to running events and different bodyweight movements, he's just
struggles. It goes to back up Matt Fraser's discipline and his focus with working on his shortcomings. He knows that weightlifting will never be, with his background in weightlifting, will never be a weakness in his game. As long as he stays consistent and does a sufficient amount, and he'll maintain that, there's no reason why he'd lose it. Work on his shortcomings, because strength, as you know, is the hardest thing to master or like stay on top of. Takes months and months and years to build strength. But when it comes to something technical, if you dedicate sufficient time to it over a much shorter period of time, you can get marked improvements and conditioning and things like that. So it's strength which takes a long
time. And one of my favorite competitors, Brent Fikowski, he's a classic where he's not classically or really naturally strong, but he's had to just work on his strength.
5 years ago, he was just like a little dude. Like he was like just competing at those small events and he was... Like, if you see pictures of him, like, even from last year, he's come leaps and bounds, but, I mean, still come second. But, like, his body is crazy now.
Yeah.
He's my favorite.
Yeah. I mean, he's 6'2", which is so tall.
Well, it's unconventional for...
Did you see the podium?
Matt Fraser's so short.
But Fikowski was still taller than him on the podium, even though he was second. I love that. But Fikowski's definitely got an unusual body type for CrossFit, for sure.
Yeah, well, so does Usain Bolt, but they never stopped him, you know?
But he never won the CrossFit Games or came second.
He never tried.
Hmm.
He never tried. Yeah. That's true.
Instead, he pulls out on his last race of all time. Oh. You know, it looks like he's torn his hamstring.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, it looks like that.
Did you ever see the paper when he was in Sydney, Usain Bolt, and he went back to his hotel room from the club with 10 chicks?
I was at
Hugo's. He's enjoying his life.
I was at Hugo's one night in the cross. Damn. Before they closed the cross down, and he was there.
Yeah,
I was very drunk.
You would have been surrounded, right?
Oh, yeah, I tried to get to him and I couldn't get anywhere near. I wanted to share my adoration for him as someone who grew up
doing athletics.
And he was, I couldn't get anywhere near him. I was well drunk, so.
You were nowhere near female, blonde enough.
No, wrong gender, wrong and everything. That's enough, and way too intoxicated. But he felt the love. I know he did.
He loves a chicken nugget as well, doesn't he? Yeah. Apparently his like diet and his training have been very...
Well, he always said that he was just going to enjoy his life. There was no point being the best in the world if he wasn't going to enjoy his life. So
he looks like he's enjoying
one of those
himself.
People. He got on
the
piss.
He's come out and he's the best ever.
Yeah.
Kind of like Michael Phelps. He just smashed pizza. You know, but there's...
And bongs.
It's funny. Bongs. Yeah. There's always the exceptions to the rule. And for some reason, that those are the guys that end up like just killing it.
Mm.
I guess it's a confidence thing and it's... being able to work harder and that kind of stuff too.
I suppose that's what probably keeps them sane and keeps them on track to stay consistent 99% of the time because they allow themselves to deviate that little bit just enough to keep them on track all the time. And it's a perfect storm of situations as well in regards to natural talent, sufficient training and all that sort of stuff. And then that little... the chicken nuggets, did you say, or whatever they're doing?
Yeah,
a few bong hits.
John Jones,
bit of cocaine. Bit keeps of you, crashing keeps you going. Cars.
What do you think with like when you mention confidence? Then because some people can have utmost confidence all they want, but it comes down to skill level. But I think maybe when we're talking like the top tier of sport, then it can just maybe that self belief can really. Take you through where Conor McGregor's obviously an obvious one where he is convinced that he's going to win on the 26th.
Convinced. Despite what the rest of the world thinks.
Convinced. He thinks it's a no-brainer as well.
I think it's so obvious.
You can't believe it.
Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. You know what I mean? Yeah. So if the biggest battle is the one internally, I think, when it comes to something like that, like you've got to sort of visualize to the point that losing or failure in that sense is just a non-possibility. And to coincide with that, he's no doubt trying to get in the mind of Floyd Mayweather and just fuck with him. And I think he's probably doing a very good job because
I'd say so.
No one else would ever speak to Floyd like that ever.
Yeah.
Anyone or competitor or not. And so you start hearing something enough, you start hearing this guy being so fucking confident and to the point where it's like, why is this guy so confident? You start to, even though it doesn't matter how many wins he's got, 49-0, like there's got to be a point where he's just not going to admit it, but there'd be a point in the back of his head where he's like, what's going on? Why is this
confidence is infectious. It's infectious.
You can watch him on YouTube for hours. Yeah. There's so much stuff on him now.
And it comes across and so genuine. It's genuine. So authentic.
That's what I was about to say. Like, so many guys fake confidence. And every fighter's like, trust me, I'm going to knock him out. He's going to be on the cat. Can you fake confidence to actually give you the edge?
Yeah, I know what you mean, to a certain point.
To a certain point. But then your skills are your skills. Like I could believe
that's true.
The utmost that I am the best martial artist in the world, then obviously I'm not.
Oh,
I'm going to get...
Like that Asian guy, the Chinese guy. You know, the Wing Chun?
Wing Chun?
The Wing Chun master, and he thought he was the best martial artist in the world. He took on an MMA fighter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw that. Now everyone's
trying to get that MMA fighter.
Yeah.
He got smashed.
Yeah, that's just foolish, though.
Yeah.
But that's confidence. I guess that's...
I suppose. But where do you draw the line of confidence and stupidity?
And crazy.
Yeah, confidence and
delusion.
Crazy.
Believe in those like little inch punches and stuff like
that. Yeah. You see those people like who just do that quick tap on the back and
it's like, I'm going to knock you out.
Supposed to do something to you?
It's like,
men who stare at goats.
Yeah.
Men who stare at goats?
Long story short, have you ever seen the movie Men Who Stare at Goats with George Clooney?
I've never seen it. I know which film.
And it comes from actual army training where they were trying to like stare at goats to kill them. This is not a joke. You've got to watch the movie. It's hilarious. Funnily enough, Joe Rogan had the author on his podcast last week. That's why I brought it up.
Oh, right, okay.
And there's a guy who was one of the guys who used to stare at goats and kill them. Now he reckons
they actually claim that's what happened. They claim could stare at goats and kill them.
He stared at his hamster.
Shut up.
He stared at his hamster recently and killed it. But he's also one of these kind of martial arts masters who couldn't beat up a fucking novice boxer. Like, he's just a nothing. He's one of those guys who's fat but wears martial arts clothes.
When they mean stir at them, do they mean just keep them in a pen and not give them any water or any food
say,
for a certain amount of time?
Honestly,
just deprive them
and they get servants bringing them food and water.
If there's anything you do this week, it's watch that movie. It is hilarious. And they're sitting there concentrating on the goats, like just staring them down. and then the goats just fall over. It's so funny.
How ridiculous.
Oh, I read that's on my to-do list.
Okay, yeah, that's the done. Movie to watch.
I'm going to blank out a couple hours of my weekend, and yeah.
Well, I'll use that as a little segue into what we're going to talk about today as well. No?
You'll be staring at your dog.
Staring at your dog trying to kill your dog.
You're like, Josh, I just killed my dog. Powerful eyes.
Just keep staring, you'll bring it back to life.
Yeah. So, from that, we were going to talk about movie stars and people getting into shape and that.
Great segue.
Yeah.
Smooth. Oh, yeah.
Smooth.
Smooth. Welcome to the first
podcast. How realistic it is to get into the shape of these movie stars, right?
Yeah, exactly. And like the sort of the feats they go to get into the shape they do for certain films. And we're talking about our man crushes.
Yeah. So who's yours?
Mine's definitely Brad Pitt in Troy. 100%.
It's because he's got the same hair as you.
Mm. I just try to be him, basically. Mm. I'm just trying to be him.
I'd have to say Christian Bale in The Machinist.
Oh.
I like him skinny. Tell me you've seen that movie. Otherwise, that joke has no reference.
I've seen that movie, yes.
You just want to be a skinny man. Is that what he's saying?
He was eating like half an apple and some water a day.
And coffee a day.
The mental state you've got to be able to just pull that off as something else. Like,
that's the most impressive transformation I've seen in the movie.
He got sick, I think. Like,
oh, no doubt.
Body.
No doubt.
Now who's yours?
Come back,
Shrek.
Princess Fiona. Yeah.
Actually, quite attractive.
Well, I don't know.
An animated.
If you could pick anybody.
I know, I'm a big fan of. Big fan of the way Hugh Jackman has transformed from. First X-Men, I think, was 2001.
It's funny when you watch the old one now.
With his big mutton chop sideburns. To the most recent, or maybe not the most recent.
Yeah, he doesn't take his shirt off in
Logan.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
But the X-Men previous to that, he looked really good. And hats off to him for being 50-odd, so that's amazing.
Yeah, you are right. The previous one, I remember going to cinema to watch that one. And there's one where he's literally in bed and he wakes up and his chest is over to the side and it's like a slab of steak.
Yum.
Just a rippling hairy bit of steak.
Yum.
Just bite into that little bit of steak.
Put a bit of sauce on that chest.
Come here, Hugh.
Oh, yeah.
You know who got a massive chest, and this is probably one that would be good to talk about, is whatever his name is, Chris Evans, Captain America.
Yes.
He
goes in that pod and then comes out and it's like, holy.
I need to get myself one of those pods.
When he was that, because he was that fire dude first day, Fantastic Four.
Yeah, Human Torch.
Human Torch. Yeah. And he was ripped,
dude.
Right?
Like, he's a good fire nick. Dude.
And then he came, he came out in that movie and he was jacked.
And what's funny in that film was that they actually injected him with some sort of serum, didn't they?
It wasn't even like they just did steroids in the movie. Like, here you go. They just did it in the movie and just hid it in the movie, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like how Lance Armstrong used to do.
Yeah.
He used to do it on his races. They used to pull into the bus to go to the pit stop and just do their roids and then back on.
Yeah.
A little bit off topic. Speaking of Lance Armstrong, I watched the doco last night on Netflix.
Go on.
Icarus. I don't know how you pronounce that, but
Icarus.
It's a new one. Check it out. It's all about sort of doping in sport and the Olympics last year and big sort of Russian doping scandal. Huge.
It was run by the government and all that.
Very intense documentary. So yeah, watch that. That's very cool. Starts off as a guy, an amateur, really top end amateur cyclist, who wanted to experiment on himself with performance enhancing drugs. One thing led to another and started unraveling this very, very sort of extensive web of blood doping in the Olympics and with the Russian sort of Sochi Games.
We're going to have to start like a movie club, kind of like a book club.
I know.
I love talking
we'll
about
have a
movies.
List. We'll put a list online. but
well, who would you say, Josh? Who would be your man crush?
Fuck. So that guy Joe Magnaolo, I think I'm pronouncing it right.
Yeah, I know the guy you're talking about.
I don't like him in Magic Mike. Just because that movie is Magic Mike, right?
Haven't seen it because we're mad.
I've never seen it. I would never watch it. I've never even heard about it, to be honest.
I've watched it 5 times.
But True Blood.
I've watched it 5 times.
He was in True Blood.
Yeah.
And he's just like big and ripped, but in like a healthy kind of way. And then he's also
like a men's fitness magazine sort of way.
Mm. Yeah, always been on Men's Fitness a few times.
I feel like one of the first body ones like. When people were talking about was Gerard Butler in 300.
Yeah.
Remember when that first came out? And right. It was like, how do I? And then all these workouts came out of my mag. You remember
the 300 workout, yeah. And there was.
Can
video,
you remember what they were like? Can you remember?
Grueling. They just looked ridiculous. I'm pretty sure I would have tried all of them under the sun.
But I remember some of the in the magazines, or the just normal ones, fitness magazines. They were like, it was like lateral hops into like mountain climbers into push-ups, and that was like
that
the workout.
Will get you massive. That will get you as big as Gerard Butler.
You look like
Gerard
Butler.
It's like, wow. It's like. And a lot of airbrushing.
Oh, and take this protein that sponsored this article. So realistically, for Gerard Butler to get in that shape, right? Because did you see him beforehand? He was kind of just like a normal guy.
Oh, so seeing him afterwards, he's definitely let himself go.
Yeah, so that's what he was like before. So, a bit thinner actually. How long, would it take for a regular Joe to get in that shape? Years.
Not necessarily. How long's a piece of string? There's so many variables. There's so many variables like to that equation, right? For someone like Gerard Butler to get into that shape from where he was looking sloppy to looking amazing for a role like that would be his only focus in life for the period of time he's doing that. Mm. And he'd be get paid quite well with trainers and people training.
Quite well, we're talking millions.
Yeah, and nutritionists, people cooking his food and everything like that to get him into that shape. The same goes with all those kind of guys. So you can't compare, and the genetic potential and genetic base that someone deals with and experiences with training and things like that. There's so many variables. So
he put on a significant amount of size though. He wasn't mucking around.
You say that though, but he didn't really. He actually probably stayed around a similar sort of weight.
He looks like a naturally pretty big guy.
He dropped a lot of body fat. He just dropped heaps of body fat.
But did you see his chest and his arms?
Yeah, he's defined. Okay. And he looks big. But with these films, you see them, they pump up before they get onto set as well, which, you know.
They literally airbrush you as well.
They're doing sets in the trailer and whatnot, before they.
Right now, Shawnee's arm now, from when he's when he's training and pumped up, is completely different.
Okay, so you're saying. For an average Joe, let's just say me, for example. Don't cut the jokes, okay, guys? I saw that coming. I saw you both look at each other like
too many
dickheads.
Jokes.
Where do I go with
if
this
I wanted
first?
To look like Gerard Butler and I said, okay, right, I'm not going to drink. I'm going to go hard on the diet.
Yeah.
So let's take the nutritionist out of that. We know that they've got the food, but you can do that for yourself if you have to. And let's say I've got a job 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. How long would it take for me to get in that shape? And my genetics... middle of the range. I'm normal.
Yeah, you're responding at typical sort of rates.
So you're focusing all your attention on this goal. Nothing else matters. You're not going drinking on the weekend.
Yeah, no drinking.
Outside of work.
Okay.
6 months.
Really?
I would say.
Or shorter.
If you're going that dramatic.
Yeah. If that's your main focus, you're working Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Train in the morning, train in the evening, train on the weekends.
So you'd have to train morning and evening.
Oh, yeah. If your goal is to get it and get it as quick as you can, then shorter than 6 months for sure.
And I think a program, a bodybuilding program suits that type of goal because you can train every day and twice a day. Just get on the cross trainer, burn some calories or whatever, come in the evening, do chest.
Mm.
You couldn't do CrossFit twice a day for...
CrossFit's for performance, not how you look, right?
Yeah, correct. Totally so you look good as a byproduct in CrossFit, but if your goal is strictly aesthetic, then less than 6 months for sure.
Do you think Gerard Butler was on the gear?
Oh, I think they're all on
You'd
something.
You'd have to say
they're
on something,
I think
something,
they're all on something, but that doesn't take away the effort they put in.
Yeah, understand.
Doesn't take away the effort they put in at all. That's a common misconception that people think that they can... take steroids and they're all of a sudden they get all these super gains. It's like, well, even if someone takes an artificial enhancement like that, doesn't mean they're not trying really fucking hard.
It's just the recovery, obviously.
It just gives them the capacity to recover quicker, to have larger, bigger training sessions because they can create more damage that they can then recover from. And with that, they can train the same body part or the same movements more frequently because again that recovery process and that adaptation response has been increased. So they're probably all on something, but
I find that
because their training volume is so high to reach that goal in a certain amount of time, they're given something, whatever it is, to recover quicker. And yeah,
you don't hear many people come out and actually openly talk about that though. Like many actors, like the only guy I've actually heard who's talked about taking illegal substances,
Arnie.
No, for like in films, yeah, obviously Arnie has, but Lance Armstrong has a documentary. He has a couple, but one of them, he has an actor called Ben Ford. He plays him, and he took the different steroids and different drugs that Lance Armstrong took to get him in shape for the movie. So he was actually that sort of fit. And he speaks to Lance Armstrong on Lance Armstrong's podcast, The Forward, and he talks openly about it, saying that he had this whole different like array of drugs he was taking.
Well, okay.
But that's the first actor I've actually heard, apart from people like Arnie, who was very obvious.
Very obvious. I think Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
It's very taboo.
Old school. John
It's very taboo.
But imagine like Hugh Jackman came out and said, yeah, I took this. There's a lot. There's a credibility.
Because in reality, it makes him a criminal, doesn't it? Which is fucking weird, right? Because it's like every guy at the gym, not every guy, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know what you're saying.
A lot of guys do it. A lot of footy players, like, you know, they get dropped down a grade to like beef up and do whatever, and then they get brought back up clean, you know, like everyone knows what goes on. So it's a weird thing.
And we're not promoting it whatsoever. Like, I'm dead against it, but I kind of get it for them.
I do too.
I don't think there's any issue with like someone. I think that's a perfect reason to use it. You know, like I don't understand the.
You can get the best stuff. Best advice.
Yeah, I don't understand the everyday gym user. Yeah. A young guy, for instance, whose testosterone levels are at his relative peak, through like that will peak throughout his life, taking something like that because he's impatient and doesn't want to wait the 6 months or whatever it might take to reach a goal.
That's what it is.
Opposed to, like, I think it's very relevant for an actor who has a short space of time to reach a physical transformation in terms of muscular gain, which he would do, but would take a lot longer to do it without any assistance because, again, the adaptation is sped up because he's had to recover more and train more often, and it sort of snowballs in that direction. I think that's totally fine, and they'd all be administered by health professionals and stuff. And I know in the States it's a lot easier to get your hands on than it is is here. So in terms of being sort of legal, like you mentioned, I think there's definite loopholes. I think in the US opposed to here,
and some of their roles, like Chris Hemsworth, he has to look like a god.
Like a god, like an actual god, like, and he does.
Yeah,
and he used to be on Home and Away.
Yeah, like,
I remember watching that.
Chicks see him and they almost faint.
Yeah, I remember watching it with Haley, and Haley, he was like with his like cape undone or whatever he's got, and he's like he's holding like a goblet, you know, he's just drinking out of it, and his arm, and literally she is like jaw down, you know, just like
vagina pulsing,
slipping off the seat.
Oh wow!
I watched 300 at the movies with my girlfriend at the time. And the first scene where Jared Butler came out, and she goes, "Oh," like it was involuntary. And I was like, "You're not even like joking. You weren't even trying to wind me up. You just like totally melted into your chair."
Yeah.
Like she did go.
Did you go, "Oh, babe, check this out," and just grab her hand and put it on your arm?
Man, it made me feel pretty average about myself. Yeah, like, got stuck into my popcorn.
Took popcorn.
Go the other way. Just like, I'm gonna make myself fat.
What I was gonna say about like the likes of the, you know, these guys that obviously. Are taking stuff. I'm not going to say 100% because they are genetic freaks, whatever. But
yeah, of course,
most of them are at that level to get in that shape for these movies, to get in this ridiculous shape. So these guys, these young guys at the gym that you're talking about, Sean, 19, 20, 21, going, "Oh, well, they're on it, so I'll do it too." But they're just buying it from some dope who doesn't. They don't know what they're getting. They're not doing their bloods. And then you see these guys at the gym, so they're mixing it with like, you know, screwing their hormone levels, or whatever. But they're screwing with their hormones, but. They also don't know how to train properly yet.
Exactly.
So they're doing like a shitload of like maybe 4 or 5 exercises, maybe 2 of them well. So they get overgrown in a certain area. You see these guys walk around like might have really good shoulders and then the rest of their body is so underdeveloped.
Yeah.
And it's like, you waste your time in so many ways.
Well, they're actually setting themselves back because at some stage they're going to wake up to themselves and realize that they've fucked themselves up. To some capacity, whether physically because they're injured or created a hell of a muscular imbalance, which they then have to worry about addressing and evening out, all because they were too impatient. So,
where does that come from? You know, that pressure to. Because I think, like, when you are young, you are sort of your metabolism is so fast for a lot of people, but you are a little bit.
Well, I think it's the age we live in of instant gratification,
Instagram.
Right? So, people want shit now. So, why, if I can. Get results by jabbing myself or taking a pill and get results within a month or 2 months or 3 months opposed to 6 months, 9 months or 12 months. Well, I'm obviously going to go, excuse me, go for the shorter period of time. Yeah.
And these are the people which I really don't like. What's his name on YouTube and Instagram? Freak, you follow him. Brad.
Brad Castleberry.
Oh, yeah.
No,
Is that who you're talking about, Brad Castleberry?
He's the lifter.
Yeah, he's impressive, though.
You quite like him.
Bradley Martin.
Bradley Martin, yeah. Whereas that's what he's selling all his products and programs to, are those 18, 17, 16, 17, mm-hmm. 18, 19.
Highly impressionable young
just
men.
Just looking up to him, going, look at his picture before, and then look at him now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he can't deny that he hasn't been on.
It would be hard to believe that he's 100% natural. Like, I really like him. I really like him. And again, nothing to take away from what he's done, because you've got to put in the hard work to get there. And he does some impressive shit.
Mm. I don't like some of his messages, though. Some of his messages, I think.
But it's...
Like, yeah, him sat there with, like, 20 McDonald's.
It's not telling the full story. And that's the biggest issue when it comes to anything like that. People will see part of the story, whether they're being told only part of the story or they're only wanting to listen to part of the story because the other part is the hard part and they don't want to know about it. And they're applying part of the story and don't worry about the rest. Sorry, I got something in my throat.
That was a big plug.
I got something in my throat. Sorry.
Who was the first person that, like, you're watching a movie, like, when you're younger, that you watched the movie and went, I want to look like that? Because I remember specifically watching the very first Fast and the Furious, and I was 17, and I was watching it in a big with a big group of friends, and Vin Diesel came out, and he's wearing a singlet, and like, I was like, I want to do that. And that's when I started working out properly, and when I bought a singlet.
You didn't own a singlet at the time?
Yeah, nah, not like
big
that.
Big spend.
Because he had that one that was like a sleeveless.
Like, you know, cut off tee,
Yeah, so I went and got one of those. And
I would say someone like that, he hasn't been on it. I think he's pretty much stayed all the same.
He's just always been big.
Yeah, he's just always been big. Yeah. Never been that lean.
Mm. Yeah, he's never sort really of looked him. Super lean.
What genetics does he have? Where is he from? Because he's...
I don't know.
It's hard to tell.
He's dark, but he's obviously some, like, half caste something. You know, he's got mix of...
He could pass for anything.
Very sort of ambiguous.
Where is Vin Diesel from? It's a mystery.
Like Uncle Bully from Once Were Warriors.
You if you're listening, Ben, let us know. If you're listening.
But who was the first that you noticed that you were like, oh, really? Was there anyone that you looked at that gave you heaps of motivation?
Probably Spider-Man. Big Spider-Man fan. Just wanted to swing from building to building.
Right.
Georgia.
Did you achieve that goal?
I didn't know.
Georgia the Jungle?
Georgia the Jungle.
He was in good shape.
Yeah.
I can't honestly think that I looked at any... I suppose someone from wrestling. Like I got into wrestling when I was young. So
the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, that's a bit before my time. Maybe someone like Stone Cold. It was a big Stone Cold Steve Austin fan.
It's weird that I've got to that age where people say that's before. Like anyway.
Yeah,
and you, Jacob?
I was just trying to think then as well. But
did it hurt?
Yeah, it did a little bit. it's still hurting now. But it was more like Brad Pitt in Fight Club.
That's the generic one. Everyone wants those abs.
Yeah,
not generic, but the obvious.
He's just skinny though. They're just skinny abs.
He was just toned. Yeah. He always was toned.
Mm.
Yeah. And even now, like in his 50s, he's got really good posture, really good natural build.
Mm.
Would he have been on ship for Troy?
I don't think so.
He just looked great in Troy.
He's talking about gene pool. He's got great gene pool.
Perfect jeans.
Good jeans.
He's one of the. He's got to be the best looking guy out there, right?
He's got to be up there for sure.
Like during the years, it was just so good looking.
Are you getting heated over there, Josh?
No, it's probably why he didn't win an Oscar or anything though. He's probably too good looking.
Right.
You think
there's a
good
conspiracy?
Actor.
You think there's a conspiracy?
Like there's a couple of movies. Like Benjamin Button. Like,
yeah,
man, he was so good.
Yeah, but like it's not that even amazing of a role.
Hot old dude, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was hot when he was like when he went down to like be an old baby. That was where he's at his hottest.
Yeah. Creepy dude. Yeah. That's creepy.
But he's old.
How did we get onto this?
So there's him. Who else was there growing up?
I can't say that I ever looked at guys and like wanted to emulate what they look like. I liked, like I said, Stone Cold Steve Austin because like he was a really cool dude, like in regards to his character.
But you would have probably been like by the fitness magazines and stuff like that. And some
I suppose Ronnie Coleman was like
yeah,
was someone I really wanted to meet because I was in the bodybuilding when I first started training. But
just have to break a law now.
Typical Arnie, people like that, you get overexposed to when you're young. You're like, oh, you almost get told that's what you want to look like as a guy. Like, oh, all right, cool.
And like fucking setting the benchmark really high.
Yeah.
You know, just look like this dude. Oh, who's he? Oh, it's Arnie.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's an absolute massive delt.
Yeah.
Oh, and just look at my little twiglets and going, oh, yeah, just a couple of weeks training.
Yes.
A few lat raises.
A year in CrossFit.
Like, you would have been a solid kid, right? So I was growing up at like maybe 17, 18. Correct. I was playing rugby. I was quite physical, but I was like 71, 72 kgs. I was skinny. So to look at those big guys, that was like a big goal to try and look like them, and I never achieved it.
Well, yeah, it's not realistic.
I never achieved it. I'm still chasing.
This is basically what we're talking about, though. It's just not realistic.
Yeah.
And like some of these guys, how they are, the stuff they take and the training they take, they might take 3 months off and no work.
Well, that is their work, right?
Yeah,
because they're getting paid to look like a
certain
version of themselves.
There's 10 million, 20 million.
Yeah.
And we need you to get in good shape for this film coming up. We need you to look like a god. Take 3 months.
Ryan Reynolds did that.
Yeah, again, see, I think he's just got a good gene pool and he's always just
looked
lean.
Yeah, I think he's got good genes. I think he does. Because he's never looked... He's looked
he's
good,
never
but
massive.
He's never looked...
And Blade, he was ripped, man.
He's never looked ridiculously different
to
what you'd expect him to walk around looking like.
In Deadpool, he's ripped.
Yeah.
And ugly... Strong. What was that? What did
he's
you
no Brad
it?
Pitt.
Like, he's no Brad. I was like, where is Brad Pitt when I need him? Just look
covered
at a poster on my wall.
Covered in
what am I going to do with the semi now?
Walking scrotum.
Yeah, but he got. They asked him if he could get in that shape for Blade, and he said, I had no idea. I'd never been in shape before, so I said yes, and then went and got in that shape.
Because yeah,
so
when did Blade come out? That's old.
Blade 3.
Oh, Blade 3.
Blade Trinity, I think it was called.
Trinity.
With Jessica Biel, who was, fuck, she was in good shape too.
Because, early 2000s?
Man, I would like to say 2003, if I had to guess, 2004.
Look that up.
But he got in really good nick for that. And
young Jamie.
He was somebody who obviously wasn't really into working out. He was like that Van Wilder, you know, he's tall and skinny.
Yeah.
Like, that was his frame.
I love his earlier movies. He's just,
With the dog at the end and, like, with the cakes,
Buns. Yeah.
That actually made a little bit of sick come up in my mouth when I first watched it.
Quite horrible, but very funny.
Very funny indeed.
That reminds me of last week when we weren't on the podcast and we were talking about American Pie. And remember when he does the adult movement with the apple pie? When he fucks an apple pie?
Adult movement.
Who fucks an apple pie?
The adult movement.
An American Pie. That's why it's called American Pie.
Yeah, I understand why it's called American Pie.
But what if you did it to a chicken pie? Is that bestiality?
Oh, yes.
That's what
right.
I was wondering.
I just don't think it would feel as nice.
It definitely wouldn't.
No, I think the warm and the smell, you know, you'd want some sort of, like the cinnamon that would go with the apple pie, I think would just add to the experience. I think it would feel quite nice.
Guinness and ale.
You answered that a lot different than I thought you were going to answer that.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah.
Would you go steak? Or would you go chicken pie?
Well, you imagine you couldn't go like steak and cheese because like the cheese would
I'm
just
a vegetarian,
like,
so I'd go mushrooms, so it's all right.
Oh, what, you would fuck the mushrooms?
Sick, fuck. You silly. Oh, God, that's disgusting.
All right.
But for the average person trying to get in shape for their like holiday.
Oh, fitness podcast.
Like,
that's
right.
Yeah,
there
we
go. Sorry. We're not talking about fucking different types of meals. But I guess you could have, for dessert, you could have the apple pie.
What,
for main, you could have the
McDonald's
chicken
does
pie.
It well because they do like apple pocket thing, eh?
Oh,
with
that would be good.
That's like if you want
like a Han Solo kind of thing.
Yeah. That's if you, you're short on time and you're on the go and you just need a quick get one off.
Thanks, my missus gave me a Han Solo once. You know what I mean by a Han Solo? It's like a thing which grips looks like a vagina and it grips on your dick and vibrates.
Sorry?
It's called a Han Solo.
Don't be sorry.
Gave me awful blisters.
What are you talking about?
So, but
like a pocket pussy.
Yeah.
A pocket pussy. Is that what it is?
What's it called? There's a name for it. On It, his stepmom invented them. You know the pocket, what you said.
Pocket pussy?
Yeah. I don't want to say that on a podcast, eh?
Well, I said it like four times.
I know you have. I know you have. It's too many times.
Yeah.
pocket pussy.
All right. So how realistically, if you're going to get in the shape of someone in the movies, you have to just go all out 100%. You got to give up your drinking with mates. You can't have like the Sundays. You can't even do one day a week drinking.
It all comes down to how really you want something. It's like when someone comes in and being a PT, they say they want this, they want that. And then I give them, say it's an induction session. We run them through stuff. This is what you need to do. This is what we need to do in terms of frequency of training within your training itself, blah, 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 blah. And you tell them, like, this is, like, my services, prices, things like that. And they're like, oh, yeah, I think I'll do this. Like, they don't know shit. They don't know. They won't get their goal if they don't have the dedication like that, like, to get there.
Mm.
And people just think that they can go out on the weekend and drink piss.
Because I went hard a week. I went four times this week.
And be liberal with their training and be sort of waft in and out of the gym. And think that's sufficient, but it's not, because they don't understand that these individuals in question, the celebrities, to get these goals, are training their house down for weeks and weeks and months on end for literally that purpose.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's only a short space of time that they're filming, whether it be 3 months, 6 months, yeah. 9 months, whatever the length of the film may be.
It could be like one scene. You know what I mean? It could be one day.
Yeah, one or two scenes with the shirt off, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And they don't understand the background behind it. They see the end result, just like people see on Instagram. They see the end result, but they don't see all the hard work that goes into it.
It goes against all our general advice, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course it does.
But if we get now and again, like you were saying, we'll get a client or a member come and say they do want to just get in shape for a particular holiday or for a particular, maybe a wedding or something, and then you can go a little bit more extreme. But even then, we're still a little bit hold back, don't we?
Correct. Yeah, I'm still hesitant to, and I'll be very upfront with them and say someone, it's a very common goal, you know, a very common thing to come in and say, I want to achieve a goal within 2 months. I've got a wedding, my wedding or something going on. It's like, okay, cool. Well, 2 months to achieve what you want to achieve, depending on what this person says, is a very short space of time, which means that we're going to be very strict on your training, very strict on what you're allowed to eat, your extracurricular activities, things like
but
that.
But I like eating what I eat.
Do you want more? Do you want to look good for this wedding, or you want to eat cake on the weekend?
I don't want to do intervals, though, because it makes me feel a bit sick.
It's like, do you want to sacrifice the next 2 months in terms of a few social do's?
They got cakes.
Eating
so
better, you know, so.
I don't want to squat because it hurts my legs. You know, these are all the things we hear all the time now, aren't it? Like every day.
Yeah.
I don't want to squat because I don't want to look like a CrossFit chick. Like that's just too muscly.
Oh,
That's one I
hear. That gets me all the time.
I'm like, you're not going to look like that. Don't worry. You have to put in some serious effort to look like that.
I've had chicks when I sit down for an induction session with them, the first time they meet me with my short gym shorts on, and they tell me their goals and stuff. They want to get more toned legs, but not as big as yours. And I'm like, I know. I just be blunt with them. I go, love, you couldn't get these if you tried. Yeah. It's like
you should be like, touch them. Genetic
potential aside, it's like people are so ignorant as to what it takes to achieve a physical transformation, whether it be more muscle, less body fat, bit of both.
You should be like, I'm so glad you told me that, because I was going to train you this way, but now I'm going to change it.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, oh, thank God, you told me, because I was just going to make you do heaps of heavy stuff.
I was going to pump Synthol in your legs.
And I guess your thighs are as large as mine. And you fucking idiot.
Oh, we were going to do 5x5 on the hack squat, and now we can't, because you don't want to get legs. Like,
now we'll just have to do lots of jumping jacks. A lot of time on the treadmill.
I want legs like Josh's.
Mm.
That's one thing that...
No one wants legs like Josh.
A lot of girls.
A lot of girls, but definitely... like what?
You have quite feminine legs.
I have shapely legs, but they're not... They're not big, they're not small. Like
shapely. Is that a word you want to describe a man's
legs? That's the wrong word, isn't shapely. It? Yeah, it is definitely the wrong word.
That's like curvaceous.
I naturally have half-decent legs, so I don't have to try too hard for them to look decent, is what I was saying.
Mm.
But they're not overly strong. They're strong calves.
Half-decent for a female.
Says the guy with the ponytail.
Yeah. Ooh. Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's ugly brother.
Troy 2.
Coming soon.
It's like one of those shit sequels where they couldn't get the original cast.
Yeah.
Troy 2 with Jacob Holt.
Hey. Just running around. Hey.
Are you going to come up with like a you know, how it's you and Haley. You're going to come up with like Jake Lee or something like that, like a Brangelina.
Oh, that'd be great.
You hadn't thought about that before.
That could be a hashtag for your wedding.
It should be. It definitely should be.
Something like, because obviously we do look like brother and sister. And that was one of the main reasons.
What about Jacob?
You got together.
What about Jacob?
What the? Where are you going with this?
I loved it when
he loves himself so much. He wants to be able to have sex with himself.
She looks like me. I'm going to have sex with her.
I love when we go like. When we go out and like meet some like other people we haven't met before, and then we just drop it in, and I just like maybe just drop it in, just go call her sis or something like that. And just drop confuse it in, just like, yeah, just real subtle. And then later come in for a big kiss, to say. Always gets a good response.
I bet.
Yeah.
Fucking creep.
It's weird. It's so much hard work as well, just for a little laugh as well. But every time.
The other couple would no doubt be very, even once you tell them, I can imagine they'd be very reserved with their laughter.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, that's weird. Why? Why did you spend the last 2 hours just prepping that up? Just enjoy your night.
It's quite the setup. The setup.
It's 46 minutes.
All right.
Peace.
Catch you next time when we're going to talk about females.
Ciao.